This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg, both of us, back. We've been having this little sketchy relationship this last month. It's like we've been in therapy or something.
But things been moving around.
Things are moving around, but that's all right. We're back this morning on the second day of March. Sunday morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all you first responders, teachers, and everybody out there helping folks in the North Jewett Hills area, which is a perfect, we talk about helping folks, that's right there where that behemoth, brand new, shiny Arthur Blank Children's Hospital is.
Yeah, it is.
Right there at 85.
It is awesome. It is an awesome site.
Yeah, it is. And I will be going there this upcoming week.
Okay. Okay, you're going to stop in.
I am hoping to help facilitate a relationship between, and it's not just me; it's a few of us.
Okay,
between them and the film industry.
Okay.
Yeah, just getting things started, man. But hey, let me sit down here and tell you how I have been thinking about my man these last few days while I've been out of town. I want to thank right off the rip. Garrett,
yeah,
sitting in yesterday.
We had Garrett here yesterday, man. It was outstanding. It was fun having him in. And, you know, you and I, we watched this guy, you know, grasp and everything. He's so versatile here at the station. And you see him play a lot of different roles. And then we opened up, we did a little short casting call. We got into his television appearance.
Oh, yeah, he's an up-and-coming.
Right, you know what I mean?
Him and who's our other boy? Miles, Garrett.
Yep. Yep.
They are waiting. They are TV stars in waiting. Because they got that, both of them got that look.
Yep, yep.
Right?
You know what
and
I
they
mean?
Embrace it.
Yep.
And absolutely. I never have to worry about auditioning with them. Never. Our two tapes will never end up in the same room.
Yep. So it was great. It was a treat having him in yesterday. We had a lot of fun.
Want to thank him. And Garrett is where we see, I mean, there's been certain people that we have worked with that are producers. Garrett was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he him and like Max, who's not even here now.
Yep.
But I think he was out there enjoying the All-Star weekend, and he's everything was going on basketball down there in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have going back to Bo Johnson.
Bo and a few other people. But what I'm saying is the people who pass through here end up doing special things. And I think the next person that's down that highway is that wonderful talent on the other side of the glass right now.
Mm-hmm. And when we would hear her melodious tones, as always, at some point this morning, of course. And so,
that's a nice word. I like saying.
What?
I don't use that word, melodious.
Melodious tone.
That's a fun word to say.
Yeah.
But anyway, how you doing? I've been thinking of you the last couple days. I know we're going to talk sports here in a little bit, but I was in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And your home state.
Yeah.
And it was a unique experience. I had never been to Montgomery, Alabama before. but spent the last few days there and thought of you throughout it. Thought of you when I did something on the way back that I couldn't do on the way down, and that was stopped by Bucky's, and I know y'all have some fun with me with that.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not going to eat nothing that good going to work. I can't do it. We had a shoot, the first part of it, they had done, and when they were getting ready to have me, they said, we'd like you to have join us for dinner, you know, for a meal beforehand. And I said, let me ask you a question. Are we going to shoot what I have to do before we go to eat or afterwards? She goes, oh, we're going to do it afterwards. I said, well, I'd prefer not to come. And, you know, I'll have some coffee, but I'm not going to eat. I can't do it, man. You can't eat a whole bunch of stuff and then go perform.
Right.
I'm ready for a lounger. Speaking of which, and speaking of Bucky's, let me just say this and we'll get to sports. They have an item that I didn't see the last time I was at Bucky's. And they give you, like, they got a little pack. Actually, it's a nice box.
Yeah.
Of chicken and fries.
When they start doing that?
Exactly, right? And I'm just telling you, speaking of needing a nap, because I had to try it, right? So I got in the car, and I was coming back, and I tried a few, and I couldn't. I didn't want to finish it.
It's like chicken tenders? Or
chicken tenders,
yeah.
And the crunchiest, biggest fries you've it's
really?
Like what you would expect from Bucky. Perfect. For getting
when
the box.
When did this start?
This, yeah, put the box
you sure
in the car.
Is that an Alabama thing?
This, I don't know.
Isn't it in the Georgia Buc-ee's?
I don't know. When I was at Georgia Buc-ee's coming back last time, Florida, we stopped. No, I didn't see that.
Didn't see that.
Did not see that.
It might be an Alabama thing.
Well, there's two things I didn't see. The jerseys, which I didn't see in Georgia, which I was going to get one of these jerseys because they're great looking.
Yeah.
But it says the name of the state of that particular Bucky. So
what you got against the folk in Alabama?
I don't live in Alabama.
Yeah, but what you...
I ain't got... You started something.
But you've been.
I've been there, that's right.
Right,
and I left there,
you,
too.
But you've been there.
We got Bucky's in Georgia.
The good folk in Alabama...
Well, let them go buy them.
Their
go buy... Send one to Nick Saban, for all I care. I don't care. I'm getting one in Georgia. And if they got them in Illinois, you can send them down to me here, too. I claimed them two states.
Wow.
Anyway, well, we got lots to talk about here. Positively... And unfortunately, negatively, we lost some folks this past week, which we are going to talk about throughout the show. But let's set the tone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, we do this 6:30 start. We want to thank you all for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. We're going to break here in a little bit, and then we're going to come back and talk to Kyle Sandy. What is going on with high school basketball right now?
On the way to Macon. And they're taking me with them.
Okay, we've seen that before. You're going to be able to get off the
right exit, right?
You're not going to pull a Pascual Perez and miss the damn state. And by the way, have they got that whole thing figured out with the poll?
You know what? We hope so. That did come up in conversation this week.
For those of you who do not
make sure the baskets are the right height.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing
Shout out to John Bednarowski, because he's the one who exposed that.
This is, as far as you and I working together, this is nearly as old as cold pumpkin pie.
But you know
what
we've
been talking about.
And there's a Cobb County team going to the finals, so John will be back in
Macon
this week.
He's going to be.
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe they better get it right.
They had an issue with the height of the rim at one point some years ago, and it's been a source of enjoyment for me ever since I heard that. Between that and Sam missing his exit.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I've had some fun down there. And by the way, they can send us some Bucky stuff, because that's where that other one is down in Georgia.
Down,
now,
it's down below Macon, though.
Yeah, but they can get it up here.
It's down below. It's
Well, I tell you what. Somebody who's going to be heading down in that area, we need to deputize. And Mr. Sandy will be joining us in a minute. Let's see if we can get him to purchase a few items for us.
We see him, get him to do that.
And then that gives us an excuse to see him.
He got his bow ties ready.
I'm sure they sell those at Bucky's, too. But that'll give us I ain't seen this man, I think, maybe once in life, if that.
Yeah.
So this will give us an excuse to go see him.
Okay.
All right. We'll see if you do it.
All right, now.
He's going to tell us to go pound sand. No way he's pulling over and getting us some stuff at Bucky's. But anyway, Kyle Sandy getting us set for tournament time down there in Macon. He's going to join us next, along with Adam Alexander at the 7 o'clock hour. Got D-Lit at the Combine at 8 o'clock hour. And Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, going to talk about. See, he got to crow about that Philly Eagles win, the Super Bowl. I'm going to bring up Joel Embiid today. Let's see how he fixes his face. After that. Anyway, that's coming up later on in the show. We are just getting started. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. One of my favorite album covers of all time.
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder how to do that sideways thing there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this, listen, we haven't said this yet. On Oscar Sunday.
It is.
It is. What was that phrase they used to call Oscar night? Or it'll come to us. But anyway, it's Oscar night. We're going to talk about that. The 97th. I didn't know my pops was older than the Oscars.
How about that?
Hmm.
Yeah, true.
Which gets me to wondering, who is older now? I think Oscars might be, if they are, just a year older. But who's older, Clint Eastwood or the actual Oscars?
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Because Clint's up there. I think they made the final announcement. He's not directing any more movies. I think whatever his last one is that may be coming out or that, whatever, you know, but he's done. He's just going to enjoy these. I don't know why he ain't enjoyed the last 20 years.
Yeah.
As far as not working.
Still want to work, man.
But God bless him. Well, I got a check from him.
There you go.
So I'm not mad at him. But anyway, it is Oscar night. We'll be playing songs, Oscar songs, and got stories. Got a casting call coming up. We'll be talking movies and all that. But let us bring our guest on right now. And I don't know if he was listening a little while ago, but as we welcome Kyle Sandy. Good morning, sir. Did you hear our little back and forth before we went to break? Concerning you.
Good morning. Oh, God. We were talking about like Bucky's and Macon. Fill me in. I was listening, but what exactly?
Well, we just wanted. Well, the first question is, are you willing to make a trip a little farther south of Macon?
He got work to do, man.
When he's done. Can either go early. All right, well, obviously Sam's talking me out of even asking you this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we ain't going to ask.
Come on.
All right, now you got to back out then. The man's asking.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So we were talking about Bucky's. They, by the way, have lots of fun at my expense when I'm not here talking about me going to Bucky's. So I came back from Alabama, stopped at a Bucky's, but we wanted something from there that they have, but on the backs of it, it says Alabama. I don't want nothing from Alabama. I want something from the Bucky's here in Georgia. And since you're going to be like a 9-iron from there, we thought maybe, you know, you might have some time to swing down there. Get something for yourself, too, and your lovely bride, you know. And, you know, it's one of those, I call it JB moments. I just had a JB moment with you, Sam, when we got here this morning.
Okay, yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
Right? So you're doing that. You incorporate that into your freshly minted wedding, marriage, haven't you? You do things just because.
Yeah. Of course. Yes, sir. Of course.
So you embrace the JB.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about. So we can talk about this after, you know, your segment here, but we're just willing if you would consider making a trip down there, and then we got a couple things we're going to We got a list for you.
We got a list.
We got a list of a couple. Just
a couple things. A list.
And then we'll pay you.
Geez.
But the end part of this is this, Kyle. When is the last time you and I have ever been in the same room?
I know. I don't know. I don't know if it's ever happened.
There you go. You and Sam, y'all are like Steve and Edie. But, I mean, you and I have never been in the same room, so I think it's time, and this would give us an excuse to meet up someplace.
We got to get a camera crew out there. We can make this somewhat of a vlog or something like that. We could start something up on YouTube.
I may make you one of them special pizzas that I make for the folks up here, or we meet over at Herb's. And do some ribs and you know all that stuff.
We got to talk to this man about this.
He asked the question. I'm answering his question.
It's championship week, man, and everybody's getting ready to head to Macon. And now we know who the matchups are going to be, right? The mystery. Were there some surprises for you that happened in the last couple of days?
Oh boy, yeah, there were some great games. You know, unfortunately, I was sidelined with the flu-like symptoms these past couple of days, so I was at home surfing the NFHS network. And I think it worked out for the best for me. Yeah, there were some great games, Sam and Greg. There were some great games. 6A girls, you saw Grayson surge past Cherokee. That was their only loss of the season, the first loss of the year. And they were able to get past Cherokee. You see Grayson advancing on back to the state championship. Grayson boys, not as fortunate. They were handled by Wheeler in double-digit fashion. That was a big game. You saw another undefeated team on the girls' side, North Forsyth, unable to get over the hump. They were defeated by Newton, setting up a Region 4 showdown in that Class 6A championship. And one team I'll touch on quickly that is still undefeated. How about the Creekside girls beating Marist 54-43? Cindy Dennis, she fouled out with 3:50 to play, but she put up 32 points and gave the Noles just big enough of a lead to survive. So there were some great games, even in the smaller classifications. Butler and Carver Columbus boys going into overtime was a thriller. Butler won by 5. A lot of great action up and down each classification, boys and girls. So it's shaping up to be a very exciting week in Macon.
You just mentioned Creekside. They're going to be facing the Maynard Jackson team. And I don't know if many people would be there. They knocked off North Oconee. They've just gotten on this late season roll. And here they are going to be facing Creekside in the state championship game.
Yeah, two familiar foes. Maynard Jackson, of course, won that state title last year. And they are back where they want to be. They are going for another crack at it. I know Creekside has handled them fairly easily the first couple matchups, but it's tough to beat a team multiple times. And Maynard Jackson with that thriller, a triple overtime victory against North Oconee with the that whistle there was, you could go check it out on Instagram or Twitter. Very, very close call, but nonetheless, Maynard Jackson made the plays they needed to down the stretch, and North Oconee left a lot of points at the foul line, and it came back to haunt them. But Maynard Jackson versus Creekside, that's going to be a very fast-paced game with a lot of great guard play. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, folks, spending time this morning talking with Kyle Sandy, getting set for the state championship games. The march to Macon moves to Macon this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the state championship games. And you can follow him because he is social. You can find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. You talk about Newton going to face Grayson again. They've lost to Grayson 3 times. I go back to 1985. Greg, you remember this. Villanova beating Georgetown for the championship. Raleigh Massimino coaching the team. They had lost to Georgetown 3 times, twice during the regular season and in the Big East tournament, but they met for the national championship, and it was Villanova coming out. I don't know if Newton can pull this out and do something similar against Grayson or not. I talked with Coach Bailey about that, too, yesterday after the game. I was over at Georgia State. Great atmosphere over there, by the way. But thoughts about facing, not just facing an opponent for a second time, or a third time, but a fourth time.
Oh, man. I mean, it's almost impossible to beat a very good team 4 times, right?
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to trying to have to predict this game. But, I mean, you just look about what Newton has done in the postseason. They beat Norcross. They just beat an undefeated North Forsyth team. Newton has really just been rolling. They have some great wins throughout this postseason. So they are 100% playing their best basketball of the season.
very much so battle-tested. As you mentioned, yeah, they lost to Grayson, and they lost pretty badly in, I think, two of those three games. But Newton even beating Buford in this state playoff run, it's been super impressive. But you can't put too much doubt on Grayson either. I mean, they've had a great ride as well. They were losing at Lowndes in the Elite Eight round, and then came through the fire and won 57-54. And then, again, they were down about 8 or 9 points in the third quarter against Cherokee just the other day. And then Tim Slater and the Rams found a way. So it's going to be just an absolutely great matchup. Two of the very best coaches in the game. You know, both of these guys, Slater has two state titles. Juwan Bailey has won one when he was at Josie. So we got great tacticians. Again, this one I expect to go down to the wire.
Piggybacking off what Mr. Crenshaw was just talking about, who is there an Ed Pickney going back to the Villanova?
He has no idea.
I'm saying who is that special player? Is there a difference maker on a team that you see up and coming that may spoil the party for a perennial winner during this tournament?
Jeez, I mean, how about we just stick with that Newton girls team? We saw what London Smith did, the sophomore. She took over against North Forsyth. Yesterday,
yes,
she put
did.
Up 28 points. Just that dribble penetration getting to the rack was just unstoppable at times. So that was a super special moment. And then how about, let's talk about on the boys' side, how about North Oconee and Pace Academy? I think this is on Class 4A. We were kind of circling these two teams, number one and number two, all season long. Kamari Brooks, I think that could be the X factor here. I mean, we're talking about, you know, going up against the Charmin White coach team. Charmin White does not lose state championships. But North Oconee, they're the defending state champs, and Kamari Brooks, what he's able to do on the football field. And then on the basketball court last year when he was able to really hold Caleb Wilson in check, he's trying to go for his third state title in those two combined sports. I think he would be an X factor in this game if North Oconee, if, I guess on paper, if you want to say it's an upset, if they're able to knock off Pace Academy.
Yep. Cal, there's some great matchups. We got Sandy Creek taking on Cedar Grove. I mean, that's been a football state championship a few times, but they are former region rivals, and they're meeting the Cedar Grove. The football goes down last season. The basketball pops up, and they're going to be playing Sandy Creek. But for those of us who followed high school basketball for years in this state, the Class A Division I boys final just brings back so many memories, because you got Southwest Macon, and no, they're not playing in the largest classification anymore, but Southwest Macon next Saturday is going to take on Best Academy. And this takes me back to my days in high school, because during the 70s, Southwest Macon dominated their classification, and Best Academy, that sits on the plot of ground where West Fulton High School was, West Fulton was also a dominant team out of the city of Atlanta. Those two cultures with that kind of history will meet next Saturday for a state championship. I can't wait to see that.
Two of the best teams all season long in that classification, Southwest Macon, the number one overall seed. They've won six state titles. They were ranked number two in my final top 10 poll. They'll play the team that was ranked number three in my final top 10 poll, Best Academy. But look at Best Academy's seeding. They were the 15 seed in this tournament. That just goes to show you the seeding. It's, you know, with the algorithms and this, that, and the other, sometimes you can get a little bit of a poor seed. Remember, Best was stuck playing in that region with all the private schools. So they are crazy battle tested with all the great teams they have seen throughout the year. And here we have it, Best Academy versus Southwest Macon, some great athletes on both sides of the ball. If Southwest Macon, if they want to return to glory, it's going to be behind that three-headed monster in the backcourt, C.J. Howard, Chase Dupree, and Brandon Ashley. They combine for about 50-plus points every single night. So there's going to be some fireworks in that one. I expect it to be very high-scoring.
Yeah, girls' private championship in Class for more history. Obviously, Hebron Christian is there. That's the Jan Azar team. She's had to get there differently, though. She had some players to get her injured early in the season, but here's Holy Innocence with the best player in the state. That's going to be a fun out matchup to watch.
Big time star power. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of Division I college coaches in the building and watching from home on GPB the best of the best playing in that matchup.
Absolutely, and that's going to be there. I'm working with GPB all next week. Pleased to be a part of the finals, working with Kelsey Rogers with all the girls' championship games next week. So I will see you down there next week, and maybe we can sneak away, you know, before the game start or afterwards and make a Buc-ee's run.
Oh, that would be fantastic. We got to do it for Greg.
and send photos.
We'll do that.
You got
I'll be quiet with you. I don't want to talk to him about nothing else. I know y'all want to get the high school basketball stuff out, so I don't want to be.
Well, we're just getting everything set for next week because people are going to go down to Macon.
I know. I was so excited to talk to him. I was having a Buc-ee's conversation. Y'all fussed at me, so I'm going to shut up over here.
We didn't fuss
be
at
ready
you.
To go. Now you're talking about going to doing it. See, at the end of the day, I was right.
Man. Kyle, thanks, man.
I'm sorry about that, Kyle. I appreciate it. We'll edit all this stuff out. Nobody will hear it. Hey, listen, we're going to post that picture. Did you post that picture?
Getting ready to.
Okay, so we're going to put, speaking of Buc-ee's, check my X out or Sam's, and we're going to post a picture with me hanging out in Alabama Buc-ee's.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can't wait.
But not buying the Alabama shirt.
No, I'm not buying nothing else other than, you know, not buying no stuff from there. I want Georgia stuff.
Thanks, Kyle. I'll see you this week.
Say
man.
Hello to the missus for us. Thank you, sir. He's gone. Wow.
All right.
Will he be wearing his bow ties down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he wears
yeah.
these all over the place
oh,
with
but,
him?
But state champ, like I said, we'll get to this later on. He's state champion.
Oh, yes, that's right. We will.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. Good point. That's good tea up there. 7 o'clock hour. Adam Alexander. Going to be talking some racing. He'll be joining us. Going to venture into Noel's world. But as always, 7 o'clock hour. Even if it is Oscar Sunday, we're going to find out a little bit more about what's going on locally. It is Sam and Greg on the second day of March, Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.